From Press Communications, LLC, this is Jersey Shore Matters.
Everyone loves the fair, and fairs aren't just events, they're traditions, and they bring generations together and create unforgettable moments. Good morning and welcome to Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves, and I have a returning guest with me who is fast becoming one of my favorite people to talk to, Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. Hi, Christine. Thanks for coming back.
Hi. I'm so glad to be with you.
We had such a good time. Well, I had a good time. You were busy at the group wedding in June. What a fabulous event that was, and I made several friends that day. You must have been so pleased.
Yes, thank you so much. It really worked out well. I was glad to have you there to witness everything that was going on. And we had so many happy couples and lots of messages after the event.
Oh, I bet.
From people who really were just so thankful and very happy with the way everything turned out.
And now look, you've barely had time to catch your breath, and we have another big special event coming up, the Monmouth County Fair, and how it relates to the country's anniversary, the birthday that's coming up, and the Monmouth 250 project.
Yes, we are so excited about it.
So what was the thinking behind using the Monmouth County Fair as the kickoff to the countdown? Because we are a year away from everything that's happening, and I'm just curious how it all fits together.
Yes, well, we have been working on our planning for America's Big Birthday since 2023. And so we did a kickoff, you know, back in 2023, and so many people were thinking, what are you doing? Why are you doing this now? But, you know, great planning takes a great deal of time. So we really started early, and we've been working for the past 2 years. And here we are getting much, much closer. So we decided to do sort of a kickoff to the one-year countdown. And because the county fair is such a beautiful Monmouth County tradition, it is the 50th anniversary of the county fair this year. And it happens, you know, in the July timeframe. It was the perfect venue for us to plan a little kickoff ceremony. Once again, getting people interested, getting people engaged and involved in what's going to be happening next July in 2026 for America's giant 250th birthday celebration. So it all just kind of came together as like a perfect venue and the perfect time frame to do a kickoff to our, you know, countdown to America's 250th birthday.
Well, for anyone that has just recently moved here and may not be aware of the big event and all the planning that went on before, can you kind of bring us up to date and paint a picture for us about what is happening in Monmouth County? And then, if you can, tie in the national part of this? And how did this come to be? Who sat around the table and said, you know what, we need to be part of this? How did that happen?
Yes. I have to say, like, things have been going on for a long time nationally, but because of the COVID-19 pandemic, there kind of was like a break in the planning and sort of the discussion about what would be happening because everybody was in lockdown for a couple of years. But the semi-quincentennial, the National Commission, was formed, I believe, in 2016. And so the national planning started 10 years before the big event that's happening in 2026, you know, died down a little bit during the pandemic and then started to kick up again. And that was sort of in 2023, where, because I'm a little bit tied into the history community because of my role as overseer of the county archives, I was starting to hear sort of a little bit of a buzz about, hey, this is coming soon. And so I went to the Board of County Commissioners and said, hey, look, let's get ahead of things. Let's put a committee together and pass a resolution to begin our planning and our commemoration of America's birthday. So our Board of County Commissioners passed a resolution in 2023, naming me the chair of the committee, along with my co-chair, Commissioner Director Arnone. And so we started putting a committee together of, number one, the county departments that would play a role, like the county park system, because they're, you know, organizing the fair and so many big events, and they control historic sites. We brought in the Monmouth County Historical Commission executive director to tie in with the commission. We brought in the Monmouth County Historical Association to tie that group in. We brought in people from Sandy Hook. We brought in Monmouth Arts, the library system. We brought in people from the Basie and other sort of entities in the arts to try and bring this committee together to really look at how we can create a very robust and interesting and important and, you know, historically accurate picture for America's birthday. We also put a historical advisory board together of historians who either wrote books or did a tremendous amount of research about Monmouth County or New Jersey's history in the Revolutionary War. So that's why we started early. We had a lot of pieces to put together, and we've been working on this for 2 years now, and we're so happy with where we are right now. We've had meetings with towns. We've had meetings with all the historical organizations. We've met with the business communities all over the county, really encouraging people to get rolling, get involved, you know, start their planning so we could have an amazing celebration in 2026.
Well, we live in a part of the country where the history dates back to the Revolutionary War. So there is certainly, and even prior to that, there is certainly so much to pull from. Have you given yourself enough time? And where are you at this point with 1 year to go?
Yes. So there's never enough time because every time we complete one part of the, you know, part of our planning, we start thinking about, okay, what else can we do? And then we start getting nervous because, you know, now it's really getting close. But I'm so pleased with where we are up to this point. We are leading the state in terms of our planning. We have more municipalities than in, I believe, you know, most of the other counties, passing our resolution, supporting the big birthday celebration, and, you know, committing to do something special. So we've also already engaged in many publications relating to the 250. We have our website up and running, monmouthnj250.org. We have all our social media channels going. We started a podcast, Talking 250, which is on our YouTube channel. We also came up with these short videos about Monmouth County history as part of our Talking 250 initiative. Those are up on our YouTube channel and social media. We just recently published a resource because we really wanted to get our schools involved and our kids learning about not just Revolutionary War history overall, but what was the Monmouth County component? How does it tie into Monmouth County? So we just published a booklet for sort of the middle school and high school student age that has sort of examples of people and places and events connected to Monmouth County's Revolutionary War history. That is, we give it out, but it's also on our website. Monmouth County Public Information created a coloring book for the young ones. Although older people like the coloring book too, it's really fun and it has, you know, some Monmouth County specific things, but it's about the celebration that's coming. We already launched our poetry contest for third through fifth graders, an essay contest for sixth through eighth grade. We launched a fine art contest for Revolutionary War, you know, paintings. And we are about to launch a digital art contest. So we have so many things that we have already produced, and we are working on more. And one of the great things that we've been able to do is to take a decommissioned emergency vehicle, and our sheriff's office wrapped it in, you know, Revolutionary War, you know, images. And it has information about how to find us and what's going on. And that's been going for the past 2 years to all the fairs and festivals in the county so that people can really learn about what's going on and how to get engaged. So we're really proud of our progress that we've made thus far. but now it's crunch time. So we have a lot to finish and continue to plan for next summer.
Well, let's talk about what will happen at the fair, because we're just days away from the start of that. What is on the agenda?
Right now, the plan is to have the Washington Crossing Fife and Drum Corps. So we'll have some reenactors there. First of all, we have our Monmouth NJ250 tent that will be at the fair all week. We have all kinds of information. We have a cornhole game. We have giveaways, you know, all things going on with our tent. And we'll have some reenactors there as well. We've planned some tethered balloon rides for the first night of the fair to coincide with the ceremony that we're doing. And at the ceremony, you know, we've invited everyone is welcome. And we are going to have some of our contest winners. We're going to have some music and speeches about what planning is happening and what's going on. So we hope it's entertaining. You know, it won't be a super long ceremony because we know people want to get on the rides and go get dinner and do all the things they want to do. So it'll probably be like about a 20-minute to half an hour ceremony. And then in the evening, we will have fireworks.
Will the Monmouth NJ250 truck that's wrapped with all the cool stuff, will that be there at the fair entrance? Can we see it?
Yes, our truck will be sort of along the main path toward the entrance, not right at the entrance. The plan is for the truck to be off to the right as you're walking into the fair. And at the truck, we will have lots of giveaways and informational materials. We also have a traveling exhibit that we take everywhere so people can really learn about what was going on here during the Revolutionary War. The truck brings, you know, our executive director, Ted Maturo, and he's got all kinds of giveaways and the cornhole game and the traveling exhibit. We have these little postcards that you can write a postcard to the future that we'll save preserve in the Monmouth County Archives. So there's lots to see and do.
You've created an experience, not just
a... That's what we're trying to do.
Fun yes. place to be. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to touch base after the fair and over these next few months as we get closer and closer to the big 250th event, Monmouth County Clerk Christine Hanlon. Christine, thank you so much for being with me again.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And thank you for being here as well. Join me next week, same time, for another episode of Jersey Shore Matters. I'm Valerie Seagraves.
This was Jersey Shore Matters. Hear episodes every Sunday morning right here on Press Communications, LLC.